The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies. You want to turn that down a little bit there, guys? I'd appreciate it. Hello, friends. To do is go ahead and check us out online if you'd like to do that. And now what we're doing is getting some major feedback. And outside of that, friends, we apologize for the technical difficulties that we're having right now. But if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us up on our Facebook, you can do that as well at Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook. And or you can go on both websites, Facebook, Bradley Dean on both pages, one a fan page, one a personal page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible as well. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct.
And the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. I'm going to try to bring a ray of sunshine to our cloudy beginning here, but first of all, I want to highlight our product of the week. Monthly sponsors, of course, get 25% off the product of the week every week, and this week it is our Price t-shirt. Now, this Thanksgiving, of course, a lot of families are getting together to have turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and all that good stuff. Put a little salt on your tongue there for what's taking place on Thursday. But this Thanksgiving, you can preach to your family and friends without saying a word. This is one of my favorite t-shirts that we've ever produced here at the Sons of Liberty. On the front, it says, "What is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran," with our veterans pushing our flag back up. And on the back, it says, "What is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God." This is one of our most popular items that we have, and it's the best picture of Christ crucified on the cross that I've ever seen before. So it's outstanding. If you'd like to order, please go ahead and call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. And again, if you're a monthly sponsor, if you're a son or daughter of Liberty, make sure to get that 25% off. Now, I want to go to some of our highlights. You know, we have lots of people that come across the Sons of Liberty Facebook and so on and so forth, and they leave good messages as far as what they think of the show. Now, of course, we've got our enemies and our scoffers, but today I'm going to highlight some good guys and girls out there. Justin Liberty said, "Sons of Liberty Radio is a powerful show that doesn't whine but slams the truth in line with the Word of God." Brent Jones says, "You guys rock because you're not afraid of man. It's refreshing in the age of crybaby postmodernists, both inside and outside the walls that produce quote-unquote churches. My wife and I train and are deployed disaster zones, and we go in the name of Jesus Christ. We see how weak and pathetic other gods are in relation to the healer, and we thank you for calling out sin and lifting up his name. You have our prayers from Texas, to be sure, in Christ, Brent and Laura." Thank you so much. That's Brent and Laura Jones. And then Rose Wilson said, "A blessing to hear truth." And, you know, we agree in this day and age, it's hard. Speaking of truth, what I love about our Facebook and, you know, the Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook and Bradley Dean's Facebook is all the good little gold nuggets of truth that you get from going on those pages. One of them is this. Bradley said, "Reporters love to get America asking the wrong questions only in hopes of not having to give you the right answers."
Well, that's how they operate.
Yes, it's very profound. It's something that you don't think about every day. Another good one I like was, "Our representatives have sworn to uphold the Constitution with their hand placed upon the Bible," as we talked about yesterday. "And this shows us who we all are ruled by, not just some of us, but all of us." He goes on to say, "No man is above the law, for man did not give it." That's yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, that goes in line with that one scoffer of ours said, "Why do you always quote other people?" Well, sir, there's one truly from yours, Mr. Bradley Dean. And also, I want to highlight that next segment, I believe, at 2:15, we're having Matt Barber on air with us. He is an author, a columnist, a cultural analyst, and an attorney concentrating in constitutional law. So stay tuned. Matt will be on next segment.
All right. Yeah, Bradley and our pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Bradley Dean. Or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. Coming right back with Matt Barber.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, you can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I got a friend of mine on the line right now with us, actually, Matt Barber. He's an attorney concentrating in constitutional law, just think. He serves as Vice President of Liberty Council Action. In addition to his law degree, Matt holds a Master of Arts in Public Policy from Regent University. Now, what's interesting, he's also a fellow commentator with several columns that he actually broadcasts across. Well, I'm on about 37 of them, and I know that Matt himself hits and misses, and he's actually on some of the commentaries that I'm on as well. So I'm honored to be a part of Mr. Matt Barber, and I'm honored that he's on the radio show with us today. So, hey, Matt, how are you, sir?
Brother Bradley, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I thought you were going to say Brother Batman. I was going to say, well, you got the wrong radio show. But aside of that, Matt, I wanted to say, too, that you are also a professional boxer. So can you kind of let us, you know, get to know you a little bit? Can you kind of, like, just paint a picture for the folks as to who you are and what your background is?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was an undefeated heavyweight professional boxer. I was Andrew Galata's sparring partner up in the Chicago area. I retired in 2004. You know, it's funny, I was on the radio with Alan Combs. I think you've been on his program a few times before as well. Alan was asking me, he said, hey, a few years back, hey, I understand you were an undefeated professional boxer, and, you know, why'd you quit? You were moving up in competition. And I said, well, Alan, you know, as a boxer, I was concerned if I continued to box. You know, it's a rough sport. You take cumulative punches to the head. And if I kept boxing, I was afraid that I might eventually start voting Democrat. So I hung up the gloves. But, I'm a father of three, married to a beautiful wife, and living the dream, brother.
Amen. And I truly do appreciate you, and I do want you to know that. As a matter of fact, when I did go online, I actually read some of your commentaries and some of the columns that you had on WND, and I noticed the degree that you'd use with your vernacular, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I need to get my Webster's 1828 out just to kind of divine and try to, you know, pick the mind of Matt Barber, because the level of intelligence, honestly, Matt, I'm not even saying this, and I'm not just trying to blow your horn, but it's like the wording that you use all the way through your letters. You remind me a lot of Alan Keyes. Have you heard that before?
I have, and I love Alan, and I've had the pleasure of speaking, opening for him at a WND conference opening right before he spoke. So I know Alan well and have shared the stage with him many a time. But that's a pretty high compliment right there. Thanks, brother.
Well, it is. And I wanted to say that for the very purpose of the way that you introduced yourself, because I don't think the punches had their effect that, well, maybe some others wanted it to take. So anyways, aside of that, you get the point. Hey, Matt, we got some issues going on here, and I know that you're pretty involved with what's going on with the radical homosexuals. And I know that right now the gay rights activists, as they call themselves, they want to have the same rights. Actually, the pedophiles are actually trying to tag along to the train of the homosexuals, and they're trying to normalize pedophilia. Can you kind of share with us as to what's going on with that whole scenario?
Well, sure. I a few columns back pointed out that there's this, you know, a recent martyr for the LGBT community is this 19-year-old woman named Caitlin Hunt, and there was a big Free Kate movement. What had she done? Well, she had multiple times sexually molested a 14-year-old girl at her high school, which is a crime, and she was convicted of multiple counts of sexual assault, but I pointed out in my column that it is in keeping with the homosexual activist position and history. If you go back to the onset of the radical LGBT quote gay rights movement, the founder of that movement is a fellow named Harry Hay.
Yep.
And Harry Hay was spoke at NAMBLA, marched, had NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association, a pedophile group, marched in gay pride parades, and he said that the best thing that can happen to a 13, 14-year-old homosexual boy is to have sex with an adult man. And isn't that convenient for those who, in a culture where the younger the flesh, if you will, the better. And so it's really sad to see, but these folks who view morality as a relative thing, you know, if it feels good, do it. There is no absolute truth. I guess we shouldn't be surprised that they ultimately can view children as the object of their sexual desire as well. And as you know, Bradley, I think we've talked about it before. In 2011, I actually attended a conference in Baltimore, Maryland, that had psychotherapists and higher-ups in academia and so forth. Was about half the group, and the other half were admitted pedophiles, and they were working on a way to declassify pedophilia as a mental disorder in the APA's, the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to do that yet, but that's exactly what the homosexual activists did in 1973. They got it accomplished, and sexual morality has gone down the tube since then.
Yeah, that's right. Now, also keep in mind, in 1973, all the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. All the way up until 1961, it was illegal in every state to be caught or to actually commit the crime of sodomy. If you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you could end up in prison for 20 years. Also, going back, Matt, to what you were talking about with Harry Hay, also keep in mind, America, that Obama's Safe School Czar was Kevin Jennings. He's the head of the GLSEN organization. He's also the one that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. So there's totalitarianism right there for you. They love to smack your face, pull your hair, and then they cry victim. But also keep in mind with Kevin Jennings, again, Obama's Safe School Czar, he's the man that wrote a foreword to a book called Queerifying the Elementary, and his icon was that which Matt just highlighted, was Harry Hay. He was an icon for an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, and it was also stated that the slogan during gay pride parades was sex before eight, before it's too late, through NAMBLA. And by the way, Matt, I don't know if you know this or not, but you know, when you begin to look at what's going on here, there's a strong push, and you're seeing this, the Jerry Sanduskys of the world. We've had a couple cases in Minneapolis, St. Paul. An attorney, a captain of the police, they were busted for downloading child pornography. It's interesting that when you begin to pay attention as to what's going on, namely in public schools, the North, you know, the National Education Association has something called a homosexual caucus. That wasn't good enough. Now they have a drag queen caucus. And if you would like to just go ahead and high-five the information that I'm giving to you right now, friends, namely Matt, you know, to add on to that, I'd like to go over to Canada as well, just to show people what this is all about. Because when you look into Canada, friends, the first thing they did concerning homosexual marriage, which it had nothing to do with homosexual marriage, the first thing they did is they attacked the church, the government did, and then they attacked the homeschoolers. They wanted to teach their, basically the state came in and said to the homeschoolers, no longer can you teach your kids that it's an abomination, the homosexual lifestyle. And the third thing they did, Matt, is the fact that they came in and they said they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. Where does this lead to next?
Yeah, well, that's always been a stated goal, of, especially early on. They won't say it publicly now because it's no longer politically expedient. But removing all age of consent laws was early on and remains today, though they won't admit it, a primary goal of the LGBTQALMNOP, whatever their latest nonsensical alphabet soup is today. But so the reality is, you mentioned GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. Well, you know, they provide the curriculum for the National Education Association, the largest union in America, for membership roles, hugely powerful. I mean, they have the minds of our children in public schools, and they partner with GLSEN to push this dangerous homosexual activist propaganda in order to indoctrinate these children. And so you hit on that. You also hit on marriage. You know, in Canada, we've seen what the so-called same-sex marriage has done. And, you know, a minute percentage of an already tiny minority are availing themselves of this newfangled notion of so-called gay marriage. So you have to ask, if they're not taking advantage of it, why are they fighting so hard to get it? And what I've often said is I put it this way, they don't want the white picket fence. What they want to do is burn down the white picket fence. So this is all, the goal here is to undermine, it's twofold, undermine the God-given institution of natural marriage. It is what it is. That's part A. And part B, to use marriage in order to silence any opposition, to get the official government stamp of approval on homosexuality and silence any opposition to the homosexual lifestyle.
I'm going to take a quick break. We got Matt Barber, Vice President, Liberty Council Action. I'm going to ask Matt next, after this break, extremist groups' war on hate is actually a war on Christians? Really? We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case. Oh,
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I got Matt Barber with me right now, Vice President of Liberty Council Action. We were just talking about how the homosexuals, the radical homosexuals, namely the pedophiles, who are trying to link their little train to that of the homosexuals, and they're trying to normalize the crime, namely adult child sex. And friends, I just got to tell you this. Don't tell me I didn't tell you so. Don't tell me that I didn't warn you as to what this was all about, because that's all you have to do is pull the curtain back just a little bit as to see what's going on with the radical homosexual movement. To say that, let's switch gears real quick. And right before the break, I actually set up Matt with a question. Extremist groups' war on hate is actually a war on Christians. What say you, Matt?
Yeah, that's my latest column. It's up on the front page of theblaze.com today. I'm talking about, of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a radical leftist organization that, you know, actually served a fairly a good purpose decades ago when it monitored actual hate groups like the Ku Klux Klan and the Aryan Brotherhood and potentially violent or extremist organizations, and they would report this information to the to federal law enforcement as well as local law enforcement. But as the KKK has essentially dried up over the years, and certainly we have seen racial discrimination decreasing across the board around the country, at least in terms of committed against African Americans and the African American community, the SPLC, which is a fundraising Goliath, has needed to create a new boogeyman. They have an endowment of over $200 million. They're paying their top officers over $300,000 a year.
Can I ask you, Matt, where are they deriving all these funds from?
Yeah, a lot of donors, and certainly, surprise, surprise, the SPLC gets a lot of help from, you guessed it, George Soros.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they get their funding through what I call them hate merchants, because what they do is they use a tactics of fear and division in order to try to scare money out of the pocketbooks so that they can pay their fat salaries and add on to their $200+ million endowment. Well, the reality is that the Southern Poverty Law Center has found the new boogeyman in mainstream Christian organizations like the Family Research Council and the American Family Association, and are fundraising off of these, quote, what they call anti-gay groups. And, of course, these are just Christian organizations that maintain and defend the Judeo-Christian sexual ethic, something that every major world religion in thousands of years of history and uncompromising human biology hold to be true, that is, you know, the biblical view of sexual behavior as appropriate within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman. Hmm. And that certainly excludes homosexual behavior, which is demonstrably dangerous if you just look at the CDC statistics, but it also happens to be immoral, objectively. It's mm-hmm. a sin. So the SPLC smears these organizations as hate groups, and in order to raise funding and marginalize Christians and Christianity. But unfortunately, that's fine. They have a right to be a radical leftist organization where that's, you know, their prerogative. They don't have a right to defame these organizations.
That's right.
The problem comes in when you consider that Obama's Justice Department and the Department of Defense and this administration overall is partnering with the Southern Poverty Law Center and using their propaganda in order to persecute Christians within the ranks of the armed services, in order to silence groups like the Family Research Council, threatening members of the military with punishment if they contribute to these organizations. And we've had case after case now across the country where military officials are training personnel using the STLC's propaganda and threatening Christians. They're creating a hostile environment for Christians and Christianity within the ranks of the armed services.
Well, let me go to Mark Potok real quick. He's the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. He said sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. Mark said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. How is it that they could say something in such a fashion, in paper, I'm reading it off the website right now. How is it that they themselves can get away with this lawfully when they're blatantly telling on themselves, Matt?
Yeah, it's, you know, because, well, we live under a double standard, obviously. In our secular progressive culture, and I say progressive in quotes because it's regressive, but in our secularist liberal culture, where we are so far removed from where we were when we were originally founded as a nation, that those who are controlling the reins of government right now in the halls of the United States Senate, certainly in many courts across the country and without a doubt in the Oval Office, are of same mindset and of like mind as those of, like, Mark Potok, who, by the way, I challenged to debate on a number of occasions, and he refuses to debate me about this hate crime classification for Christians.
Well, of course.
But, they don't want to talk about it because that's what you do when you're a propagandist. But that's how they get away with it. It's a double standard. The media is not going to hold them accountable because the liberal media share their worldview and happen to agree with them that Christianity is a religion of hate, and because it has absolute right and wrong and moral standards. And so when you're a moral relativist, you know, the Christian is the ultimate enemy.
Well, let's take it a step further. What about Floyd Lee Corkins, the man that walked into Tony Perkins's outfit, Family Research, and wanted to shoot up as many people as he possibly could? And he himself actually admitted that he went to Southern Poverty Law Center's website to find their Christian materials. Basically, he wanted to find where he could actually go commit the crime from their website. How is it that they're not held accountable for that?
That's right. In the FBI investigation, and it came out in court, that it was the Southern Poverty Law Center's propaganda, anti-Christian propaganda, that spurred him on, that incited him to such violence.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for the heroic act of Leo Johnson, a manager and security personnel specialist there at the FRC, who confronted him at the door. Leo took a bullet in the arm, had major surgery, is still struggling and rehabilitating. But he disarmed Leo and held him down until the police could arrive. But here's the twist is that the SPLC is partnering with the FBI, yet it was the FBI's own investigation that determined that it was the SPLC that spurred on Floyd Lee Corkins. So they're tied to this act of terrorism, yet the FBI somehow finds them as a credible source to add on their webpage as resources when investigating hate crimes statistics. The irony is palpable. But here's another thing, and this is important. The SPLC, their information is at odds. It's completely at odds with the FBI's hate crime statistics. The FBI has found that over hate crimes from 1996 to 2010 are down considerably by over 20% as a whole and over 40% in terms of racial hate crimes. Yet the Southern Poverty Law Center, who arbitrarily invents and defines what or what is not a hate group, has said that since 2000, the number of hate groups has gone up by 67%. So send us your money right away, yep, so that we can bash Christians.
Well, that's exactly what it's about. I mean, I myself was a target of MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, who actually omitted 1 minute. We've seen what they did with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman case. We see how these people operate. I guess I would ask, from your perspective, Matt, what do you believe is the resolve to actually deal with these people in a lawful manner? And I mean, it's an obvious question, but I want to know what your resolve would be actually to bring about an end to what we call the left today.
Well, we have to call them out first and foremost.
Amen.
In my column, I provided I don't have it right in front of me, but I provided the phone number for the FBI and encourage people to call them and say, stop associating with this radical leftist group that pushes anti-Christian propaganda. You know, it's outrageous that the FBI would partner with this discredited organization, and it hurts the credibility of the Department of Justice to do so. And then the second thing is, I happen to know that the Family Research Council is looking seriously into a potential legal recourse
at
the Southern Poverty Law Center, as well as the American Family Association is looking at a potential lawsuit against the Department of Defense for using the SPLC's materials in order to persecute Christians and in order to try to silence and keep them from associating with the American Family Association in order to defame the American Family Association.
Now, Matt, why would there be groups out there that would actually be persecuting Christian organizations? I mean, we have a Christian in the White House right now, so why wouldn't he put the kibosh on all this?
Yeah.
Totally being facetious, of course, but this is how obvious this is as to what's going on in our country. By the way, I do have the number. If you'd like to contact the FBI, it is 202-324-3000. Again, that number is 202-324-3000. And what would you like them to voice their concerns over, Matt?
Yeah, I would just ask people if they call the FBI very respectfully. You know, we don't want to be like they are. Let's be respectful, but say, you know, this is a discredited organization. Why are you associating with them? You need to stop associating with them and quit using their anti-Christian propaganda. That's what I would encourage people to respectfully request of the FBI.
Gotcha. Well, we got Matt Barber. Matt, I appreciate your time, and I will talk to you soon, brother from another mother. I truly do appreciate you, and I will talk at you soon.
Keep up the good fight, Bradley.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to bring in the Pretty Little Princess. We're going to finish off what we started during the first segment. Right, Chase? You're supposed to go on live right now and say, yep, Bradley, I got you. There you go. Come on, hurry up.
I got you.
All right, cool. So do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie Joy. Just wanted to thank Matt Barber, Vice President. Hey, that's cool. You know, he's actually going up in the world now.
It's good to know there's a couple of good guys out there in the world, really fighting the good.
Yeah,
every once in a while.
Yeah, he is. Every once in a while, you'll see him on the Washington Post, too. It's like, you know what? We got friends over there, too. And it's like, hey, what's up with, maybe they're afraid Matt's gonna, I don't know, knock him out.
Seriously. Undefeated.
Oh, he is a solid, he's a stout dude. He's like a rock. You know what I mean? I'm tall.
So now he's taking the fight from the physical to the spiritual and fighting the good fight.
I think he's probably always done that. He just had to outgrow, you know, the fact that he wanted to knock the chocolate out of people to a spiritual sense.
I suppose that doesn't hurt.
I did see him knock out a couple people. This is true, folks. I kid you negative. I'm not being facetious at all. But again, we just want to appreciate, you know, give a shout out to Matt Barber and just say thank you very much. Again, Matt Barber is Vice President for Liberty Council Action. It's not hard to find him online. Just check out Matt Barber. Google him and you will find him. He is an outspoken individual and he's also got some serious backbone, and I'm just glad to be partnered up with him in this culture war in which we are fighting today. So in saying that, friends, tomorrow what we're going to talk about is self-inflicted hate crimes. And I want you to understand what mentality you're dealing with concerning the leftists, as we call them today. And friends, let me just reemphasize this. Friends, you wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. I cannot stand when I hear the left and the right and the right and the left and the left and the right. You get the point? I can't stand it. Because those that gave us the freedoms that we have didn't fight for a left and a right. They fought to give us one constitution. And if we look at the plan as it was laid out, given unto us by the pilgrims, our forefathers, we can see who gave us that freedom, and we're to find our liberties in Christ, not outside of Christ. Anything outside of Christ is really considered C-R-I-M-E. It's called crime, and it's a violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. We need to get back to the straight and narrow, and therein, only in His Son, Jesus Christ, will we find our liberties.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because all of those people who represent us, they place their hands on the Bible.
Yes.
So anything outside what they swore to uphold, hold is null and void, kind of like with our Constitution.
But see, the responsibility of the people has to come into play sooner or later, mm-hmm. Stephanie. I mean, we're talking about organizations now that are so blatantly discredited. Friends, they have no credibility whatsoever. You heard what Matt had just said. They have no credibility. Now the FBI is picking them up as a source? No, this is all a part of the plan. These are the people that call, that put light for darkness and darkness for light, good for evil, evil for good. Read Isaiah 5 when you get some time. But friends, how long are you going to tolerate this sort of mentality? And listen to the vernacular. Let me tell you what Mark Poltak said one more time. Director of Intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. This is coming from, as you would call it, the left. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. These are the people that are calling you a hater if you believe in life, the right to bear arms, or if you're against homosexuality. I want to say, said Mark, plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Now, folks, that's criminal. Why are we standing back saying, look at the left is doing? They've already told on themselves. Listen, what they have taken within themselves, their malice and everything that they have within their hearts, their intents, they've laid it at the bar where the judge sits. Why is it that we are standing back and allowing them to run with this in their hearts towards those that don't agree with their dangerous ideologies? And by the way, this is coming directly from the White House. And I've shared with you before as to what David said, the wicked will walk on every side when the wicked are exalted. And see, what we need to do, the righteous need to deal with the wicked, lawfully and peacefully.
And I was going to say, what would happen if you said something like that? Well, our aim is to destroy these groups. It's judgment.
I can answer that. I can answer that. I did never say that. I remember when we were in Washington, D.C., and I said the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. They had to turn it like I was the one that said it by omitting 1 minute from my radio portion. That's why we're suing MSNBC.
And if you
if you don't say it, they still put it in your mouth as if to say that you did say it.
And if you look at what took place at
when they themselves clearly and plainly said it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And if you look at, for example, what took place with Family Research Council and what kind of group the Southern Poverty Law Center prompted that shooter to do what he did, can you imagine if that was turned around?
No. I can. Well, they're trying to label people through thought crimes now. Mm-hmm. They're trying to say, well, because you don't agree with us, you're a hater. We need to label your group as a hate group. When, in fact, we're on the side of the law. They're the ones that are standing against the law.
And what happens if it was, quote unquote, a Christian patriot tea partier that got their information from some conservative source and went in and shot a homosexual?
Well, you know that's never going to happen.
Well, of course.
So, yeah.
But the media would be all over it.
Oh,
it would
of course
be huge
they would.
News. It would be blown.
Well, the media was all over this. Floyd Corkins actually walking into the Family Research, too, only there to actually stifle and suppress the information coming out, actually telling on the Southern Poverty Law Center. But I think it's a real good idea. When Matt Barber actually brought up that group that was tagged, I believe it was American Family Association, they need to bring forth a lawsuit.
That's right. And I'm glad to hear that some of those are doing, like the Family Research Council, as you mentioned, the AFA. We need to put our money where our mouth is and hold these people accountable, or they're going to continuously...
Our actions along with our money.
Exactly.
Amen.
They're going to continuously do what they do.
So tomorrow we will talk about self-inflicted hate crimes. Friends, they will actually inflict the crime upon themselves, and then they attempt to blame the righteous who had nothing to do with the crime. It's going to blow you away. But we'll talk about that tomorrow.
And I want to hit this off, too, before we end the radio show. You just heard on the commercial with Ted there that Youngevity is joining together with us, the Sons of Liberty, or we're joining together with them, to help feed those that are in need in the Philippines. I believe he said 13 million people were without food and water. So as we are feasting this Thanksgiving, let's join together and help those in need. We're joining with the Be the Change Foundation with Youngevity and the Red Cross to help feed those who are in need in the Philippines. Now, we did this ourselves. We went online. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, it's right there on our news scroll. Click on it. Help to feed the Philippines, the people that are in the Philippines, and then you click on the link and you have many different choices. You can do level 1, which feeds a family of 4. Level 2 feeds a family of 4 for a week. Level 3 feeds a family of 4 for approximately 2 to 3 weeks. And level 4 kind of goes on and on and on. So you can choose what you like to do. Now, it ends today at 5 p.m. our time. So
yes.
For those of you who want to do that, please jump on the ball. It ends today, November 26th at 5 p.m. and help those who are in need in other countries.
And do consider that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church, $2 billion, actually go to the demographic that we are reaching out to. And by the way, that President Barack Hussein Obama is reaching out to. He's on my turf. I've been doing it 15 years longer than he has. That's why we need the support as well, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to donate, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the bottom right-hand corner, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, that whole website is being reconstructed. So as you see the transition, it's going to look really cool, and it is second to none. But friends, do consider this ministry during the holiday season. For some reason, ministries suffer during the Christmas season, but I want to let you know that we have not forgotten about our posterity. That's why we are out in our backyards winning our posterity before we go over into a mission field to win their posterity.
Amen. Well said. Yeah,
I like that.
I like that too. Yeah. That was very good. Nice package.
Would you like me to rewind that and do that again?
Can you do it again?
I don't know that I can.
I think it was good. Let's just leave it the way it was because okay. It came out really nice.
Okay. Sometimes it's just best. You know, as a matter of fact, we had a guitar player one time. He's second best guitar player in the country. Unsigned, by the way. And that means he chose God's plan for his life, not the record label's plan for his life. And I'm speaking of Todd, our guitar player from JunkyardProfit.com. But interestingly enough, it was like at 9 o'clock in the p.m., we were in the studio recording at one point, and he did a solo. It was second to none. He said, I can do better than that. We stayed till 3 o'clock in the morning. Guess what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning? We reverted all the way back to the first solo that he did.
Sometimes it's just better when you leave it. You think, I can improve upon this, and you keep going and you make it worse. Sometimes the best things just happen when you least expect it.
Yes. So,
like me, I came out of the blue. I was like, just you least expected to see me, and all of a sudden, we became married. Isn't that wonderful?
I want that portion of my life back.
That was kind of a stretch of a correlation. But
okay.
That's okay.
A stretch of a correlation.
Yeah, because the correlation was not exactly like hand in glove. So I reached a little bit on that one, but I think it came
out. Are you talking like synonyms?
Synonyms mean
or
the
homonyms.
Same. Homonyms are different spellings.
Yep, I got that in contractions.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And verbs and nouns.
We're
and
learning about all this stuff.
Yeah,
right
I really, I have fun, by the way, when you're teaching the kids.
I'll
I have
explain.
A lot of fun. Go ahead.
It's interesting because what I'll do is we do what's called a learning game with our children. So we sit down and we grab everything, you know, their science, their history, their math, spelling all in a row. And we say, okay, just throw out different random questions. So I'll be asking one of our sons a question. Bradley's blurting out the answer. I'm like, okay, honey, this is for the children. And I know that you like it because you like to learn too.
No, I do.
With it, but it is a nice way to kind of go through everything and really kind of give your kids a step above the rest of the knowledge and education that they have as far as your history and so many things. It's
yeah,
a
so
joy.
Give us a contraction.
So if I say it is, a contraction would be it's, apostrophe S.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Homonym.
A homonym sounds like, for example, eight. I ate my food. It's spelled A-T-E.
Yep.
If I say, you know,
look at that kid over here. He's 8 years old.
E-I-G-H-T. That's a homonym.
Yes,
okay? Synonyms mean the same, like joyful, happy.
Yep.
Antonyms mean opposite, like ugly, pretty.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we're going through all those things, and we're having fun with it.
Cool. I think the kids are, too.
I think so, too.
And the big kids are, too. You know what's interesting is when we talk about one of the things that Steph said last night when she was talking to the kids, she said something about mature means to grow up. But when we look at mature today, mature means to go into an adult bookstore.
That's right.
It's completely contrary. Isn't it interesting? That's the very reason Jesus used the child as the model of heaven. Because out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth what? Perfected praise. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.